Insight, Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send much needed fundage to keep free speech alive. And you can mail that donation in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call that in 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. For every $100 worth of free speech that you purchase, you'll get a RBN t-shirt or a mug. So make sure that you send your t-shirt size and your address if you are purchasing $100 or more worth of free speech. Got to keep this going. Very crucial month. Free speech ain't free, so fork out those wallets. Tonight, we're keeping in step with our spiritual night on Wednesday, I want to cover some scripture in Revelation 18. 17 and 18 talks about the beast and the harlot. And this is to give you the actual meaning of the text. We're going to be focusing on chapter 18. The city of Babylon in the future is going to be a world capital, the city of evil, the city that the Antichrist rules from. And you look at 17, you sort of get set up for this. You have an image of the beast and the harlot. The harlot is a religious system that is strengthened and empowered by the state. And in the final days before the return of Christ, this system will persecute Christians as well as anyone that goes against it, that doesn't receive the mark of the beast. The state will turn on this religious system, which is represented as a harlot in red, and it will destroy her, and it will become all powerful. But the city, the evil city, will come to its demise. I want to read for you Revelation 18. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow, for she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, and am no widow, and will not see sorrow. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. The kings of the earth, who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her, will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come." And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. The fruit that your soul longed for has gone from you, and all of the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, who became rich by her, will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing." Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "What is like this great city?" They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, "Thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found any more." The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you any more. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you any more. And the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you any more. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you any more. And the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you any more. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For by your sorcery all the nations were deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and saints, and of all who were slain on the earth. So not only is the religious system depicted as a harlot, but the city itself, the evil city of Babylon, which is future, is depicted in the feminine sense. And as we read, this great city, which exercised great evil, says the kings of the earth committed fornication with her. This city will enact the mark of the beast. This is where the Antichrist will rule the earth in the future, and will cause everyone, small and great, free and slave, rich and poor, to receive the mark. Anyone who does not will be put to death, through beheading. This is where the text is talking about the blood of the prophets, the blood of the saints, and all that were slain on the earth was found in her. This will be the capital of the great murder that's going to take place during this time frame. And we pop back to Revelation 17, that sets us up for this. Talking about the beast and the harlot, it says, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names and blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The female, pictured here, the harlot, is a religious system. That's why it's full of blasphemy. And there's going to be a religious system during this era that is empowered by the state, that draws all nations into it, that is blasphemous toward the Lord God, the Creator. Verse 4, it says, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. This is a kickback into Genesis 10 and 11, talking about the original Tower of Babel, where a false religious system was put up. Everyone was of one race and one language. And the birthplace of idolatry was here, of the worship of demons, of false gods. And so God struck the ancient Babylon. He confounded their languages. He separated the races, and he dispersed them throughout the earth. This process is being reversed right before our very eyes, as we look back through the annals of history. Specifically, you get about 500 years ago, as colonization and trade and travel were done. And you see that through this, we come to the perfect storm that we're at today, when this globalization, all nations and races are being pushed, and the boundaries of the national boundaries broken down, as well as the religious boundaries, to form this big conglomerate of globalism, what we disaffectionately here on In Plain Sight call Global Homo. It seems like the spearhead of this cultural revolution throughout the earth is the push for LGBTQ, critical race theory, and the like. And this push is evil. This is what is going to lead up to the beast and the harlot. Verse 6 in Revelation 17, I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. So this system, this religious system, is going to be responsible for the deaths of those who exercise true faith in Jesus Christ, who resist the beast and his mark, and who resist the entire global homo system. Verse 7, the angel said to me, why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And all those who dwell on the earth will marvel, those whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. A little explanation there. He was and is not and yet is. The beast is not only talking about a state power, which will be personified in the city of Babylon, which will actually manifest politically in the city of Babylon, but is personified in the Antichrist himself, the beast that we read about in Revelation 13 that causes all to receive his mark. He was and is not and yet is. He'll die. He'll die in battle and he'll be resurrected, mimicking the resurrection of Christ. So that explains the verses there of he was and is not and yet is. That's talking about his revelation. Verse 9 of chapter 17. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. This is talking about rulers of the past under the Roman Empire, the seven mountains. And the king which is yet to come is the Antichrist himself. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth and is of the seven and is going into perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings which have received no kingdom as of yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. Now, it's very interesting to point out, as I have on other broadcast with Mark Dankoff that these 10 kings are going to rule the earth at the time of the beast, and they're going to submit to him. In Agendas 21 and 2030, if you read through them, the United Nations lays out an idea to divide the earth into 10 regions. And I believe this is going to lead up to these 10 regions, which 10 kings will eventually take over and be in power when this beast system is fully implemented on the earth. And I do believe we're seeing the building blocks of this beast system right before our very eyes in real time through the COVID, corona apocalypse, whatever you want to call it. But this control grid that they're putting up is most definitely going to lay the foundation for this. Speaking of the 10 kings in verse 13, these are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. They will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Of course, the Lamb here is symbolic of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Back into verse 14, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. And he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Verse 15 outlines the diversity, our greatest strength, diversity of this globo homo, where all of the different races and languages and peoples and religions are mixed together. Hello, Kalergi plan. Verse 16, and the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot and make her desolate and naked and eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth, and that would be Babylon. Notice that the kings of the earth, these 10 kings, are of one mind, destroying the religious system that once they wielded power through to oppress the masses. Once they destroy that religious system, they give their kingdom with one mind to the beast. Consider the rulers of the earth that you've observed over the last 18 months acting with one accord in one mind. So this is the literal interpretation of these passages in Revelation 17 and 18, is that there will be a future beast empire with Babylon, and that's literally the location in Iraq. I do not believe it's New York City. It's in Iraq. Always in the Bible, geographic locations don't change. Nations sometimes do. The ancient nations we can translate into what the nations are called now, but geographic locations never change. The prophecy is dealing with that particular area in Iraq of ancient Babylon. And so that's the literal translation. We can make application to this for us as we see our cities in America, also in Europe, giving in to this COVID agenda. BLM all last summer, rioting, burning, the most wicked and evil LGBTQ, global homo, child trannyism being pushed in these big cities. And we see people fleeing these cities. Real estate's gone through the roof in the rural areas as wealthy liberals get out of these places. And hopefully even Christians are leaving these cities. If you're in a big city that pushes this filth, the application here is get out. Get into the rural areas. Don't partake in her sins. Because the judgment of God is not coming. It's here. And we're watching the very foundation of the beast system being set up before our very eyes in real time. Coming back, I'll have an article that's very interesting about white Christian and the evangelicals resisting the COVID jab here on In Plain Sight, back after the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here Wednesday night, spiritual edition. There is resistance to this great beast. WallStreetJournal.com. White evangelicals resist COVID-19 vaccine most among religious groups. Nearly one quarter don't want the shot, a new study finds, and church leaders face hurdles persuading them. I'm going to push back on that. I think there's more than one quarter. This is obviously a national survey where they're getting a lot of replies from big cities in the areas that I'm at, in rural West Kentucky, Tennessee, Southern Illinois. Got about 90% of white evangelicals pushing back on this beast system of COVID jabs. Getting into the article, though, more than 6 months into the country's COVID-19 vaccination campaign, evangelical Christians are more resistant to getting the vaccine than any other major religious group, according to newly released data. Some 24% of white evangelicals said in June they wouldn't be vaccinated, down from 26% in March. According to a study from the Public Religion Research Institute, a nonpartisan group that studies the intersection of religion and public life, and Interfaith Youth Core, a nonprofit focused on interfaith cooperation. Once again, I'm pushing back on these numbers. I think it's way more than that in the rural areas. But anyway, evangelicals of all races make up about one quarter of the U.S. population, and health officials say persuading them to get the shot is crucial in slowing the spread of the Delta variant, fueling recent increases in COVID-19 cases. The percentage of white evangelicals who say they have been vaccinated or plan to get the shot as soon as possible was 56% in June, up from 45% in March. Again, I believe this is from the bigger cities. Anyway, that is tied for the lowest figure among groups included in the survey, along with Hispanic Protestants, many of whom are evangelical. Among all Americans, 71% have been vaccinated or are willing to be, according to the survey. Pushing back on that, too, I think they're gaslighting us, people. I think the numbers are more like maybe 40% of Americans have taken the jab. I really think these numbers are skewed. Anyway, 13%, the study says, staunchly oppose the shots. 13% of the American public, not evangelicals. So just to give you the numbers that they're giving us, which I'm not fully on board with, I'm just reporting the news here. So 24% of white evangelicals refusing to take it, 13% of Americans as a whole. So what you're looking at is about half of the people, if their numbers, going off of these numbers, about half of Americans that are refusing staunchly are white Christians. And I think those numbers are much higher, by the way. Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had the second highest rate of adherents who refused to get vaccinated at 19%. Jews had the highest percentage of members willing to get vaccinated at 85%. I'm kind of not doubting that one. Even though we did see a lot of pushback in New York, right, of the hardcore Jews with the black suits on and the beards, you know, the Orthodox, a lot of them were pushing back on this. But total Judaism, 85% willing to get vaccinated. The study reported results for Protestants and Catholics by certain racial groups, but didn't do so for religions with fewer adherents, such as Judaism or Mormonism. White evangelicals were the only reported category of evangelicals. Plateauing vaccination rates, combined with the more transmissible Delta variant, are main drivers of recent increases in infections and hospitalizations, health officials say, and most hospitalizations and death are among unvaccinated people. Among Americans 12 and older, 57.5% are fully vaccinated, according to the Centers for Disease Control. We'll be back on the other side to pick apart this article and take your calls on In Plain Sight.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey,
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We are back. Back to Endpoint Site. Jeremy from Kentucky. Talking religion and the Bible and resisting the COVID jab and the whole beast global homo system. Taking your calls, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Taking your calls live on your Wednesday night drive. Make sure you use that Bluetooth, kids, if you're calling in. Don't have a wreck. So, yeah, so this article, White Evangelicals Pushing Back, Wall Street Journal. A lot of takeaways from here. Number one, the numbers are basically gaslighting us into thinking that there's not as many people pushing back and to making us think that there's more Americans taking it than what actually is. That's number one. Also, interesting how they are talking about white evangelicals. I'm sure there's other people of color that are Christians that are pushing back. Maybe that they're not reporting. They're really focusing on white evangelicals. How opportune, since we know that, you know, the senile old bastard and the Jamaican whore of fake Biden administration has told us, as well as the DOJ, that the greatest risk of terror in America are white nationalist terrorists, right? And with this many Christians, you know, pushing back on the jab, they could be a danger to public health. I can already see, I mean, the narrative is built. It's been built, and we're just calling it out. Back to this Wall Street Journal article. Let's continue dissecting here. White evangelicals have a history of vaccine resistance. A 2017 survey by the Pew Research Center found that 22% of white evangelicals opposed mandatory measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations for children to attend school, higher than for other major religious demographics. Let's see. And, you know, maybe that's because they're using murdered babies in their vaccines and in their research. That plays a huge factor in it, too. But definitely, you know, they're pushing this narrative of white Christian evangelicals being a risk to public health. But anyway, back into the article, others who have spoken in favor of vaccination say they're fighting against misinformation, politicization, and distrust of government among many evangelicals. Hey, I got news for you guys. We're not the ones that politicized this, right? That was done by the system. The system took that up. We're just saying, I mean, number one, like at the first level of pushback, you've got regular just Christians that don't really look into prophecy. They don't really believe in the prophecies of Revelation. They're not really sure of the mark of the beast. Regular Christians are just saying, wait a minute, these are experimental RNA, you know, not approved by the FDA. There's your first level of pushback. Then you get down into the core of the pushback, into people like myself that see this. Not saying that the vaccinations themselves are the mark of the beast, but that it's setting us up for a system in which you have to receive something in your body in order to function in society. And we see this very clearly with healthcare workers being told they must be vaccinated to keep their jobs. Different CEOs, corporations are pushing the jab in order for you to stay employed. And as I've covered last week, you know, right here in Kentucky, the State Board of Education has basically said you got to wear a mask to go to school everywhere in Kentucky. And if they can mandate that, they can mandate a vaccine. So you get down into the levels of hardcore pushback, and this is really the core. People understand this. Christians understand what this is leading to. And it's not even what you would call the dispensational Christians, which, by the way, I study dispensational theory. I think it makes sense, but I'm not a Zionist. But I'm not waiting for some rapture. I can make a biblical case for the rapture, for the snatching away of the believers before the judgment. But what are we going to have to go through before that happens? We could have decades of having to deal with this beast system. So Christians that are dispensational, like myself, don't wait around for some rapture to snatch you out of here. Plan and build your life to resist against the system, because you may be here for a few decades and your children are going to be here maybe for a few decades before these things come to pass. You may not get pulled up out of here and rescued. You may have to go through some persecution. And so we here at RBN, truth-minded individuals, you know, we can find an alliance with these evangelicals in this pushback to COVID, because that seems to be the battlefront right now. Put your differences aside and work with anybody that's willing to push back on the system. Going on into the article, it mentions Franklin Graham, which I think is a total cuck, but let's go ahead and read. Franklin Graham, one of the country's most prominent Christian leaders in March, encouraged people to get vaccinated. Read that again. Franklin Graham encouraged people to get vaccinated, saying that Jesus would have advocated for them to do so. The comments on Mr. Graham's Facebook post overwhelmingly denounced him. Yeah, dude got wrecked in the comments, as he should. Jesus does not advocate for us to acquiesce to the beast system. We're told right here in the Revelation passages that I read, withdraw, get out of her, remove yourself from the system. Do what it takes to get out of it and to resist it. Because it is an illegitimate system. It is a satanic, pedophile, LGBTQ, global homeless system that's pushing this. And like I said, we're seeing the building blocks of this right now. So he says, I don't think I've ever seen anything that's been so controversial as this vaccine. It's puzzling to me because the vaccine makes sense. That's what Franklin Graham says. He said it's gotten political. That seems to be the pushback on all of these COVID cabalists, these COVID disciples, is why do you got to make it political? Why do you got to be like that? It's just public health. But it's not public health. How about the millions of cases of reactions to this vaccine? Just looking at it, you know, at face value from a medical perspective, these things are dangerous. They've not been proven. And I've even had some COVID cabalists tell me, oh, well, they've been working on this for more than a year. This has been, you know, in the works for decades. Really? Well, that's even more suspect. It's bad enough if they're trying to just push this vaccine on us that they supposedly have been working on for 9 months to a year. But the fact, if it is true that they've been working on this for decades, that's even more hokey. You know, what is it that they're planning for us? Perhaps they were trying to implement it during the original SARS, almost 20 years ago, SARS Part 1, or, you know, the swine or whatever. But any of their arguments just fall, just completely crumble when you add critical thought to them and you argue back based on these talking points. So it goes on with the article here. White evangelicals largely vote Republican, and 19% of Republicans say they would reject the vaccine, according to the PRRRI study, compared with 4% of Democrats. Again, these numbers are very low. I'm having trouble believing them. Back to the article, some evangelical leaders are afraid their churches will lose members or donations if they openly support vaccination. This is according to Curtis Chang, a former evangelical pastor who co-founded Christians and the Vaccine, a project designed to increase vaccine acceptance. So we have these wolves in sheep's clothing, these false teachers, these COVID cabalists posing as Christians, infiltrating our churches at the highest levels and telling the members, you're not being like Jesus. You're not being Christian. You're being irrational if you reject this vaccine. It's completely and utterly sickening. And I can totally understand how this harlot, this false religious system pictured as a harlot in Revelation 17, how it's going to take hold on the earth, form this false religion, and drag people into it, and even eventually persecute them. And this one's really going to get you. Mr. Chang is joining with supporters of former President Donald Trump, who have credibility with evangelicals, to encourage vaccinations. And I told you, Trump's going to own that. That's my biggest criticism of him. One of the biggest is the fact that he pushed these vaccinations and so many of his followers blindly just went along with it. And now the Christian false teachers are using this as a leverage point, as a way of convincing their flock to get the jab. It goes on to say in the article, Robert Jeffries, the pastor of First Baptist in Dallas, joined with Mr. Chang's group to make a video in favor of vaccination and hosted a vaccination clinic at his church in June. It boggles the mind. Robert Jeffries, if you're not familiar, he was basically whispering in Trump's ear. Very typical televangelist tier. I mean, he might as well be, you know, big buds with John Hagee. They're pretty much similar in their ideology. and in their theology. And this religious leader, who millions of people watch and listen to, now he is misleading them into taking the jab and joining into the beast system. You know, some of you listeners, you call in and you totally just try to wreck Christianity and you ridicule us. And it makes me angry sometimes. But you know what? I can understand why you're doing that. I can see your motivation, your rationale. Because our very own leaders in the Christian community, those with the money and the power and the influence, are completely and utterly throwing us under the bus and misleading millions of American Christians into this. So I can almost see your point of view. Just understand this, that real Christians that study the Bible aren't going along with this, and we see what's coming down the pipe. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Back into the article, and it ends with this paragraph. Among white evangelicals who are vaccinated, 26% said a faith-based approach encouraged them to get the shot, according to the PRRI study. How sad, how utterly disgusting that these Christians who took the jab are saying that they did so based on faith-based recommendations from these false teachers, like Jeffries, like Chang, like John Hagee, who are not only pushing this jab, but who have actively, over the past 40 years, pushed Christian Zionism, this idea that the secular state of Israel, that we should fall down and worship them. That's idolatry. That is an idol. Anyway, let's get on to secular news. Doesn't sound like you guys are interested in calling, so I'm just going to keep on going with the news. CNN, making it hard for people, for unvaccinated people to work, could get them to accept the deadly vax. CNN writes, with the Delta variant surging, a growing number of employers are tiring of merely cajoling workers to get vaccinated, and they're following President Joe Biden's protocol for federal workers, either show proof of vaccination or mask up and get regular testing if you want to work on site. And a lot of CEOs and corporations are just saying, get the vax or you're gone, you're fired. And this has led to a lot of walkouts, as it should. Entire shifts walking out down in Tennessee in the chicken plant, the Tyson chicken plant in Union City, Tennessee. A whole shift walked out with the plant scrambling to try to replace them. I'm sure they'll find a lot of refugees to fill those slots, right, guys? Anyway, this is an example, as I go through the CNN article. We covered the example of how the false religion, this false cabal that has infiltrated the evangelical sectors, how the religious system of the harlots is being established. Now we go to the state and the corporations, which are bound together. Now we see how this beast system on the state level and the corporate level is going to force its will on the people. Going on with the CNN article, the federal government, the nation's largest employer, will require unvaccinated employees to wear masks while working and get regular testing and take other precautions like maintaining physical distance from coworkers and restricting travel. And then it goes through a list of states that are going on with this. And then the article does mention Gavin Newsom on Wednesday extending the mandate to teachers and school employees, making California the first state to do so. Here you have it, the religious and the state system coming together, beast and the harlot, folks. We got a caller. We got James from Vancouver. James, the break is going to catch you, but we'll hold you over. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, I was listening to your show and nobody called in, so I thought I'd call and say hello. seems like this religion thing or what have you is... And its relationship to the shots is kind of like a socialist kind of issue. If you don't get the shot, then you're not one of the crowd. You're not one of the you're not one of the chosen ones, maybe, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to be chosen for that, but...
These false religious leaders are saying, if you're a good Christian and you care about people as you should, then you'll get the shot because it's for the good of the public health. And they totally neglect all of these biblical prophecies that I've read out, talking about how the state and the religious system will come together and oppress the people. Hey, James, hang on, and we'll get your thoughts on the other side of the break.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside, across the sea into my soul. It reaches into where I cannot hide.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My heart is old, it holds my memories. My body burns a gem-like flame. Somewhere between the soul and soft machine.
Okay, we're back. In plain sight, talking to James. James, go on with your thoughts, my friend. Break interrupted you.
My impressions of Christianity was always that if you wanted to follow Christ, you had to be on your own or you had to be alone, and that you could not follow the society. You were sort of not exactly an outsider, but you didn't follow the trends, you see. And When I came back to North America, I hung out at an evangelical church, and they were very good to me and everything like that. And but they hardly ever read the Gospels about the life of Christ and the miracles he worked and the things he said. And people have written a lot of books like The Imitation of Christ, and it goes back several hundred years to what maybe they call the doctors of the church. And it was always a following Christ was always a difficult thing. You had to give something up, that you something material, let's say, or something like that. So go ahead.
I just wanted to jump in there because this is really important.
Yeah.
It concerns your soul. To get eternal life, to be justified by God, you don't do anything. There's no works. It's only faith. Romans 6:23 said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, Ephesians 2 also says that it's by grace you're saved, not of works. So to get eternal life, it's only faith in what Christ did for you. Once you have eternal life and you're a Christian, then, as you said, you're expected to pull away from society and live a separate life and not give in to the beast system. Yeah.
Right. I grew up in the Roman Catholic tradition of Christianity, was heavily influenced by that. And so I understand what you're getting at. That was what Martin Luther was talking about, I believe. It's not by works we are saved, but by faith alone, you see. But my own attitude is not to follow the crowd. So, and in that, one of the, I can mention one thing. One of the greatest Christians I ever knew, who professed to be an atheist, he had an incredibly highly developed conscience. He wouldn't steal, he wouldn't cheat, he wouldn't lie, and he was an atheist, but it was a real paradox, you see. And
well, you know why that is because even unbelievers that don't believe in Christ, like the law of God is written on their hearts. They know what's right and wrong because God has showed it to them. Romans 1 says that the invisible attributes of God are displayed in the visible creation, and these men have no excuse. So even an atheist knows what's right and wrong. He knows. It's written on his heart.
Yeah. But I miss him a lot. I used to have very long and philosophical discussions, and he died about 20 years ago. And I believe perhaps some people are getting these shots because they want to save themselves. They don't want to be left out, you see.
Hey, James, we're out of time.
We're done? Okay.
Yeah, there's some music. I really appreciate the call. Call back earlier next time.
We'll talk again. Okay, thanks kindly. Bye now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.